AI narrated audio generated from Sharemaestro market research. Full article. Quest Diagnostics 8.6 million share advance tightens the chase toward its 52-week high. DGX gained 8.2% in the latest week, on twice its 13-week volume average, leaving the clinical lab stock 4.2% below its 52-week high, while valuation and reversal risk argue for confirmation. Research brief. Quest Diagnostics closed at $227.90 on 24 July after an 8.2% weekly gain, backed by 8.6 million shares traded, or 2.0x the 13-week average. The trend signal remains active, with a 28-week streak and 49 active weeks out of 52, but the stock is already 15.9% above its trendline and 43.6% above Sharemaestro fair value. Sector and industry evidence is supportive, but uneven, with strong activity pressure across healthcare and diagnostics and research, offset by narrower relative strength breadth. Key points. 1. DGX rose 8.2% for the week, 9.0% over 4 weeks and 18.3% over 12 weeks, closing at $227.90. 2. Volume expanded to 8.6 million shares, 2.0x the 13-week average and 1.9x the 52-week average. 3. The weekly trend signal is active with a 28-week active streak and 94.2% trend breadth over the past year. 4. The close sits 86.6% up its 52-week range and 4.2% below the $237.08 high, but the fair value gap is a stretched 43.6%. 5. Diagnostics and research breadth is mixed. 82.2% positive activity pressure, but only 48.9% active trend signals and 42.2% positive relative strength. Price action and signal state. Quest Diagnostics delivered one of its strongest weeks of the year, rising 8.2% to $227.90 as the stock moved back toward its $237.80 52-week high. The weekly profile remains constructive. DGX is up 9.0% over 4 weeks, 18.3% over 12 weeks, 26.4% over 26 weeks, and 37.0% over 52 weeks. Its latest close is 15.9% above the 196.6 trend line, and the active trend signal has now persisted for 28 weeks. The signal evidence is not one-dimensional. Activity pressure is positive at 0.99, and relative strength improved to 11.29, while Sharemaestro expectancy remains positive at 56.17%. Still, the activity pressure signal state shows no fresh buy, which means the market is confirming strength in participation and price, but not delivering a clean new trigger. Volume gives the move more weight. The latest advance came with 8.6 million shares traded, nearly matching the year's heavier participation weeks, and standing at 2.0x the 13-week average of 4.4 million. That matters, because the prior week's 1.6% gain came on 4.6 million shares, while the 24 July move brought both price acceleration and clear volume expansion. Participation has been selective rather than constant. Earlier strong weeks included an 8.5% gain on 13 February, with 8.7 million shares, and a 7.6% gain on 26 June, with 5.0 million shares. The latest week therefore ranks as meaningful confirmation, but the next test is whether volume can stay above the 1.5 times area if the stock attempts to close the final gap to its high. Healthcare and diagnostics context. DGX stood out inside U.S. healthcare, where the sector average weekly return was just 0.2%, and the four-week average was 1.3%. Quest's 8.2% weekly gain and 9.0% four-week return put it well ahead of the broad sector, with the stock ranking in the 95th percentile among 956 U.S. healthcare names by current peer relative evidence. The diagnostics and research industry gives a more nuanced read. The group's average weekly return was 4.0%, so DGX outpaced the industry over the latest week and over 4 weeks, but its 18.3% 12-week return trails the industry's 25.3% average. Breadth also splits. 82.2% of industry constituents show positive activity pressure, yet only 48.9% have active trend signals, and 42.2% show positive relative strength. That leaves Quest strong within the group, but not in a uniformly strong industry. Valuation distance and risk evidence. The main risk is not a broken trend, it is distance. DGX trades 43.6% above Sharemaestro fair value at $158.6, and 15.9% above its weekly trend line. the stock is high in its one-year range at 86.6%, and although the drawdown from the 52-week high is only 4.2%, that proximity can bring either breakout demand or exhaustion risk. Return distribution remains favorable, but not risk-free. Over the past 52 weeks, DGX has logged 32 positive weeks and 20 negative weeks, with average positive weeks of 2.7% against average negative weeks of 2.6%. Recent weekly volatility is 3.7%, slightly above the 52-week baseline of 3.4%. And the packet flags 6 recent reversal markers in the smart money tape. What to watch next? The next market question is whether DGX can convert a high-volume rally into a sustained test of 237.8. Holding above the 196.6 trend line keeps the weekly regime constructive. But with price already well above that level, the more immediate evidence will come from activity pressure, relative strength, and volume persistence. A continued positive pressure read with volume above 1.5 times would argue that institutions are still participating. A fade in volume, a turn lower in activity pressure, or repeated rejection more the high would make the stretched fair value premium more relevant to the weekly risk balance. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.